Joined now by our dear friend, Dr. Matt Hillman of the Northfield School District. You're like the boss or something over there, right?
So they tell me.
Okay.
I like to think of myself more as a head coach or a, you know, that kind of thing. Well, we do things with people, not. I think when people hear boss, they think that you do things to people, and we like to do things with people. So
you strike me very much
the leader. We'll take leadership. We'll take that.
You're a servant leader.
That I like to think so.
Yeah,
the poet warrior.
Among my many names.
you're a touch under the weather, it sounds like, but
riding out a little bit of a cold here. So we'll get through it.
We had a school board meeting last night.
We did.
What went on at that school board meeting?
Well, we had quite a bit last night. It was a really full agenda. To begin with, I just want to share that I'm personally saddened but also happy for his next chapter of life. But Shane Byer, our Northfield High School principal, is retiring at the end of the school year.
Really?
You know, Shane has been public education for more than 30 years, 27 of those years as a principal.
Wow.
And principalship's a hard job, you know, day to day. And Shane has been with us for the last 3 years. He's exceptional. When I was talking with people, you know, when we were hiring 3 years ago, that name Shane Byer came up a number of times. Mm-hmm. An experienced principal who had come to us from Mankato. And has just been exceptional, really has done outstanding work at the high school, developing what we call systems. You have systems here at the radio station, yep. Rich, you know, the schedule that which you do things, the buttons that you press to make things happen. And it's similar and yet a little bit of a different way in a school building. And Shane really, I really think great leadership at a school level happens when you have the systems in place. And the process is in place to make the ship go, and that intersection with the relationships that are needed to make that happen. And there are few who I have met who are better than Shane Byer. So grateful for the work that he's done, thankful that he chose to end his storied career here in Northfield, and we wish him well as he moves forward. He's been driving for 3 years from Mankato every day. Mm-hmm. And for people who listen, he's everywhere. He's at almost every evening event, and so
see him all the time.
Yeah. I think his wife is very happy to have that drive done, and so he's going to move into something other than education after 3 decades in our field. And the good news is we have to both celebrate his success here, and then we also have to look to the future. And so we do have the position posted. And as of this morning, we had 23 applications started, and so the position closes Friday. So I know there's a lot of educational leaders, you know, from across the region who listen to this radio station.
Yeah.
And I hope that if you have an interest in joining really a world-class leadership team and an amazing school district, start that application and get it in by Friday.
Tell me again, when did you post the position?
A week ago Friday.
A week ago Friday.
Yeah, a week ago that last episode had been... Yeah, a week ago last Friday.
Gotcha. Okay.
Do you have any internal folks that you're considering right now?
Yeah, I'm not able to. You know,
sure.
I can't talk
names,
about the pool.
But just,
there are some internal applications,
Yep. Sure. Cool. Nice. So you've got some.
Ryan, are you going to put your application in?
Definitely not.
Okay. Do you have the license?
No. Okay. No. But I do have a few friends still within the education world, so I'll make sure to let them know if they have any interest.
Yeah,
so.
In this district, we work hard. Right.
Yeah.
We do good things for kids every day, and we're fairly lean administratively, but we have a great culture, both in leadership and across the entire school district. And of course, there is no community in Minnesota that supports their public schools more than Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
So great place to join, great team to join. So please consider us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had a couple of other things that I just want to highlight. This is not an easy get. Noah Marol placed 4th at the Minnesota State High School League speech tournament in storytelling. So there's a number of speech categories. Storytelling, I think, is one of they're all challenging in their own way. But just congratulations to Noah to pull off 4th place at the State High School League speech tournament is impressive. So congratulations to Noah, her coach, Jody Saxton West, and the rest of the Northfield High School speech team. Congratulations to Noah.
The only thing harder than doing real storytelling like that is stand-up comedy. I mean, that's really impressive. 4th in state. Congratulations.
Yep. Outstanding. So
I was on speech team in high school, and that was a tough category.
Yes.
Because you really have, especially the story you're telling, if there's like characters and things.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah,
that's a tough one. So congrats.
Yeah, it's a huge win.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of things that are tough to get, our FFA program just continues to become a juggernaut. And Want to congratulate Keith Harner and Macy Mueller. They earned the FFA degree. Now, this is a really prestigious honor. In Minnesota, only 2% of members earn this degree. There's a variety of different requirements to earn the degree. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go into those at this time. People can Google or ChatGPT it. But this is not an easy get either. So congratulations to Keith and to Macy and, of course, to our advisor, TJ Austin, who has just taken this from literally nothing to just this amazing organization in just a couple of years. So really appreciate Keith and Macy. They are some of the student leaders that are building this and setting a foundation and a legacy for those coming after them. Finally, just on the front of congratulating folks, had a chance to spend a few hours watching the spring play last Saturday night. Yeah. And so it was Careless People, A Great Gatsby, and it was an adaptation of the F. Scott Fitzgerald book, and just really appreciate KY Men. I know you do a lot of highlighting of our drama department, our theater department, and just got to see some. It was bittersweet because, you know, you're seeing these senior actors and actresses who I've seen for years.
Right.
Going all the way back to Young People's Theater Workshop. Yep. And it just such a, I mean, we joke that this is a special place, but it really is for, especially for theater. I mean, it supports it in a way that so many other communities don't. It's not just a spring show, right? It's about all of the opportunities that kids have. So just congratulations to Sherry, Setchel, and, you know, that entire crew of students who, you know, both were on the stage and behind the stage putting that together. So always always wish one more weekend with the spring play, but I understand why there's only one weekend. So then last night we talked about budgets, and we go through methodically through a series of budgets. And mm-hmm. last night we discussed child nutrition and community education. These are budgets that are separate. So when we've been talking about the general fund budget, that's the largest. We'll have that formal presentation at the May 27th meeting. But, okay. You know, there's some other budgets that we've talked about. There's the internal service budget that we talked about at the last meeting. There are the child nutrition and the community education budget, and so the capital budget, et cetera. So last night, Stephanie Strummy, our outstanding child nutrition director, discussed the child nutrition budget for next year and a revised budget for this year. And, you know, the good news is even more kids are eating at school this year. They had a slight uptick. You know, last year was a pretty substantial uptick, but this year us about 1% more students eating this year. Now, with that comes you more cost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that in both of these presentations, there are things that listeners can really identify with. So even though there was more revenue from more sales, the cost of food and preparing that food outpaced that. And so anybody who's been to the grocery store knows that we're still facing some higher prices, I think is the way that we would say it. And our child nutrition, even though they buy in bulk, you know, is in a similar case. We've long been well ahead. We do some cooperative buying with a number of other school districts, but nobody can outrun the additional cost of food right now. The child nutrition department did have their five-year review by the Minnesota Department of Education. Got an outstanding review. So Stephanie Strummy, great budget presentation. They are showing reducing their fund balance a little bit next year, just trying to be mm-hmm. conservative in planning mm-hmm. because of what they experienced this year with food costs and just the uncertainty in some of those markets. Community education, a little bit of a similar story, but in a different way. You know, you've had Aaron Bailey on. Our community education program is just fantastic. There's all sorts of things for people to participate in, and it involves a lot of things, right? It involves adult enrichment. I think a lot of people, when they think of community ed, you know, they think of those classes that they'll take at night, or they'll think of the recreation. But, you know, it's quite a bit more than that. It's really far-reaching. And so one of the challenges that the community education budget faces is childcare. So we're one of very few school districts in the state that offers our early ventures program or mm-hmm. Childcare, before you get into school, childcare. And so as anybody who follows that market knows, it's incredibly difficult. The demand is most at the infant and toddler level. And it is incredibly expensive to run that program. And so we're still struggling in the last couple of years. We've been able to offset it with making revenue in other areas and offsetting that. We started a discussion about this last summer. We've seen a number of in-home daycares close just because the cost to operate has been so challenging. So, you know, we do play a role in this space. The NCEC is a, you know, regionally, if not state acclaimed center. In fact, there's a national community ed conference that's going to be here in Minneapolis at the end of May. there are 50 people who have signed up to take the bus trip from Minneapolis to the NCEC.
Oh, no kidding.
To see what that center is about. So mm-hmm. we are on the forefront of trying to figure out this challenging economic dynamic that we have around childcare, so necessary, and yet the cost is pretty expensive. How do you, we could likely charge more and still fill those younger rooms, but you're also freezing out, you know, people who really have a need. And so there's this balance that we have as a public institution of how do we keep providing that service in a way that is both high quality and cost effective. All the other community ed programming, you know, the financially doing very well, mm-hmm. and a lot of it is helping offset in some ways, you know, some of the losses that we have financially
sure.
at Early Ventures. But obviously, we're not alone in that. So those two budgets were presented, both a revised budget for this year and the proposed budget for next year.
Okay. I had a question. It was on the top of my head, and now it's with the cost of childcare, have you thought about going to a graduated rate at all?
We already, yeah.
You are on a graduated rate. Yeah. Okay, of course.
And we have all sorts of scholarships. So, okay. you know, we are a 4-star parent aware rated school, so we can get the pathway scholarships from the state. There are some county assistance that we help people get. And there's, let's just face it too, for if I'm a person who needs that assistance, there's quite a bit of bureaucracy that can also go along with getting those funds. And so, you know, that's something where Northfield, we've had some support from Northfield Healthy Community Initiative to create some early childhood family navigators who help families navigate, thus the name, those kinds of systems and how they're able to get the support that they need so they can have high quality childcare.
And, you know, getting back to the child nutrition department, Logan gave us a really good breakdown this morning of not necessarily what Northfield is doing, but how it works across the state. And I thought, you know, we've had Stephanie on before, but we haven't had her on for a couple of years. Yeah. Maybe if she's available sometime this summer, we could work our connections through you and see if we can
absolutely.
Get her on
the summer is
this.
A great time on these Tuesday mornings to bring in folks, you know, because we'd only have one board meeting a month in the summer, so I'll be happy to do that.
Right. You want to keep coming back and talking to us? Yeah, we'll give you a week off or so if you want a little take a little time. But
that's not necessary.
All right.
We also had a little bit of a thing last night with us for the community to see some of the first floor plans of Reimagined Northfield High School, and so Sal Bagley from Wold Architects and Engineers. Sal Bagley is a sensational architect. Anybody who you talk to who's been part of this process, and there literally have been hundreds of people mm-hmm. involved in this process so far, similar to how we do lots of other things. I can't talk to a person who's been involved in the process who doesn't come back and say, Sal Bagley, our lead architect, is just fantastic. She has this uncanny ability to listen to what people are interested in and putting it into a design.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think about the hundreds of people who've been involved in this, and to be able to take that patchwork of ideas and put it together in something that is really productive is impressive. So Sal gave a wonderful presentation. I encourage people in the community to watch it. You can they'll post last night's meeting on our YouTube channel mm-hmm. a little bit later this morning. But you know, she really talked about the process, and so we had multiple community meetings, as you remember, you know, back in December.
Yeah.
We had a core planning team that had over 40 people from across the community, all different kinds of stakeholder groups. We had an activity subcommittee that solely focused on the expanded gym. And, you know, that included coaches and community members and representative from 50 North and, you know, other representatives mm-hmm. from the community. Mm-hmm. And so you keep moving this process forward. It's very iterative. And so it literally starts with mind mapping. I mean, there's literally a sketch of a bubble diagram, and then that turns into something a little bit more formal. And then that turns into a blob drawing, right, which then right. ends up with a floor plan. Now, to be clear, you know, this is in process, and there's always some debate. Well, do we show the community our status at this right. point? It was time to show the community our status, but it is still ink on paper, right? So, or pixels on a screen.
Right.
So the issue is going to be that we've got lots of people involved, and we continue to move forward. Now, if we keep moving forward, it becomes more difficult, you know, to make major changes, right? Mm-hmm. Because the further down the line that we get, mm-hmm. That's an important piece for us to be able to keep honing in on the important pieces. So it's a really great process. I think that people will be really pleased We have some great collaboration with the city of Northfield. We met with them a couple of times about the site plan, and we are trying to work some of their processes, like with a turn back of 246,
mm-hmm.
And our site plan. You know, if everything works out and, you know, it all comes together, you know, we could really solve some big traffic issues that we obviously have for a few minutes a day at the beginning and the end of school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the all of the drawings and the 50-some slide presentation are available in our board packet. It's very exciting. You know, we are really working every angle to make sure that we deliver for the public, you know, what we had said we would during the campaign. So if you saw Braun Intertech out yesterday at the high school, they were doing some soil boring pieces and getting ready to do some Darcy well testing down the line here for the geothermal system. And so some very exciting things that are happening. And, you know, we're probably about midway, you know, in this design process. Mm-hmm. The big rocks are almost there. Right. Not that there can't be some changes yet. If people are thinking, can I see an artist rendition of what the outside looks like, which is something that my gracious host asked me every time that I walk
keep
in
asking
the studio,
for one, right?
And there isn't one yet, because that's another stage of what they call materiality, right? So what does that look like? What do the materials that we use on the outside of the building look like? What are the materials and the furniture and, you know, the window coverings and all those kinds of things on the inside look like? Mm-hmm. But it's very exciting. It is delivering on the things that we said we would deliver on. And so really thrilled with literally the hundreds of people who have been involved in the process, and it really has been a community effort.
Based on the pace that this is in, at which this is moving, when do we expect to break ground?
A year from now, in the summer.
All right.
So there's still a lot of design. So now they're in the phase of what's called user groups. So they met with every user group in the last week, and they have another meeting scheduled with each of those groups in the next couple of weeks. The user group brings in people from who will actually use those spaces, and gets to the level of, okay, here's where we're talking about the light switches being. Here's where we're thinking about the front of the classroom, you know, being.
Right.
Here's where, and so literally getting, not picking the furniture or selecting equipment, but laying out,
mm-hmm.
you know, equipment mm-hmm. and those kinds of things as we move ahead. And so that's the level that we're at right now. Then once they get through that, they'll start doing a lot of the technical. This is a complicated project. So by the time we come back in September, there may be some need for some additional user groups, because over the summer, they're going to be continuing to work on these technical drawings. They'll keep working on that throughout the fall, and they anticipate that they would put it out to bid in February of 2026, in which then we would have groundbreaking sometime in the spring of 2026. And substantial complete, I mean, this could be completed in phases, because this is a complicated phasing project. That's where Knutson Construction is going to come in next. We're looking for the final in 2029.
Okay.
All right.
2029.
There we go.
That's okay.
And you're going to hear me use this quote that I've used for years a lot about this. People, we got to put up with the rain to get the rainbow, right?
Right.
So true.
You know, students are going to be able to go to school but what's going to be disrupted is the site. So parking and traffic for a little while, you know, at various points. You know, there's two seasons in Minnesota, winter and road construction.
Mm-hmm.
And that road construction feel is going to come onto our site, you know, not this school year, but next school year. And I'm going to start talking about it now so people can have the patience that it's going to take, you know, to get through this. And so the result at the end is going to be fantastic, but we're going to have to hunker down and navigate some of those inevitable challenges that you have with a really solid plan using the existing site. You know, that's something people told us going all the way back to when we started studying this in 2017. People love the location of the high school in this town. They did not want to see us go to another site on the edge of town.
Mm-hmm.
So when we like that and that's where we want it, and when we think about the big picture, you know, it's going to be a great facility, but we're going to need to put up with a little bit of inconvenience for a period of time to get there.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's going
to
be worth
it. We're starting to see that, so people can understand and remember that when we get there, when we break ground a year from now.
It's going to be worth it. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Dr. Hillman, thank you so much. Anything else we need to touch on before you are on your way?
No, just appreciate KYMN's continued partnership. You know, we've got graduation coming up on June 1. I know that, you know, you always broadcast that, and I know you'll be broadcasting the Memorial Day service coming up. Just appreciate your community support.
Absolutely.
We're so grateful to have such a wonderful radio station like this in our little town.
All right. Thanks, Matt. We appreciate it.
Thank you.